Next item on the agenda are those items, permits, projects over 50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. We have
good morning, sir.
10 projects, which we refer to as the page 2 projects, as the agenda notes. These are those projects in excess of $50,000 in cost with no objections and for which staff is recommending approval. Very briefly, I'll try to summarize them. 2A VDOT requesting a permit modification, which will allow for the installation of 3 24-inch diameter mooring piles in Chincoteague Channel in conjunction with the bridge replacement that they're work that they're doing. The pilings will be removed upon completion of that project. 2B, Tom Langley et al. Is requesting a permit modification to an existing dredge permit that was only approved in August. Due to a redesign, they're relocating a 100-foot section of the dredge footprint. We are recommending in this instance that no royalties be assessed, provided that modification does not result in any increased project depth or dredge volumes. 2C, Virginia Beach Department of Public Works, requesting authorization to relocate and install by directional drill multiple utility lines that will cross under a 400-foot section of Linkhorn Bay, just adjacent to Laskin Road. All the lines will be placed a minimum of 9 feet below the existing bay bottom. In this instance, we are requesting approval pending the expiration of the public comment, which will be tomorrow. In the event someone were to object today or tomorrow, that project would have to be brought back next month as a page one item, because obviously it would not meet the criteria of no opposition.
Right.
2D, Cortland Farms, Loudoun LLC, is requesting authorization to install, also by the directional drill method, 119 feet of sewer line underneath Little River as part of the Cortland Farms Force Main project in Loudoun County. In this instance, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $357, and that would be at the rate of $3 per lineal foot for that crossing. 2E, City of Newport News, requesting authorization to maintenance dredge 3,881 cubic yards of material from the Leeward Marina boat channel. This material will be barged to Craney Island for disposal, and the depths will be a maximum of 9.5 feet below mean low water. 2F, Fairfax County Park Authority, is requesting authorization to install a 38.2 foot by 19.64 foot concrete low flow stream crossing over Horsepen Run as part of a trail improvement project in the county. 2G, N.A. Dulles Real Estate Investor LLC, is requesting authorization to install, also by the directional drill method, 50 feet of sanitary source main beneath Broad Run in Loudoun County. Here again, we're recommending a royalty in the amount of $150 for the encroachment under 50 feet at the rate of $3 per lineal foot. Vulcan Construction Materials, requesting authorization to construct a 100-foot by 16-foot open power railroad bridge over Fontaine Creek, a tributary to the Meharon River in Greensville County. We are recommending approval with our standard in-stream construction conditions and a royalty, which would amount to $3,200 for that 1,600-square-foot encroachment at $2 per square foot. 2I, Virginia Institute of Marine Science, is requesting authorization to deploy a variety of data collection instruments and buoys between Claybank in Gloucester County and Bigler Mill in York County. The area that they will be using is southwest of the Bark Navigation Channel, and the depths in that area are between 10 and 19 feet. The equipment will not extend more than 4 feet above the substrate. We are recommending approval in this instance, conditioned upon the applicant marking the site in whatever mechanism or manner that the Coast Guard thinks would be appropriate. 2J, Department of the Army, is requesting authorization to repair and upgrade the Doe Creek Marina at Fort Belvoir in Fairfax County. The project includes the construction of 2 16-foot wide by 70-foot long concrete boat ramps, 2 6-foot wide by 70-foot tending piers, a 6-foot by 70-foot tending pier, and a 6-foot by 42-foot L-head platform, 2 7-foot wide by 5-foot travel lift piers, 1 12-foot wide by 112-foot long rowing pier, as well as the installation of 340 feet of vinyl timber bulkhead. The project will also include the construction of 6-foot wide floating main pier sections with a channel encroachment that will vary between 140 190 feet. There's a total of 106 wet slips, but that's also what exists at the present time. 4 6-foot wide by 54-foot long T-head platforms, 49-foot by 4-foot finger piers that will vary in length from 16 to 20 feet, as well as a number of mooring piles associated, sewer, electrical, and water lines. With that, I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have regarding these Phase 2 projects.
Bob, just so the record's correct, the agenda that I've got did not have Jay on it.
The final agenda...
Is that the one that came out this morning?
I believe the one that came out this morning did. That's also the one that I asked you about adding
right.
this week.
I'm just saying that the paperwork that we have here, it didn't get there. I just want to make sure.
I think the one that's on the table out here.
That's fine, just as long as Kathy and the record. The record's... Just want to make sure the record's perfected in case something were to come up. I know it's in these page two items.
Yeah, the item J is not on the agenda that's in the book here, and I was not prepared for that. Can you read it all over again? I know it's long.
All right, I'll read it verbatim then.
Or do you want something?
We got copies coming down to you. Wait till the copies come down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fox, why don't I give you a second to read it? You can read it faster than I can recite it, I think.
All right, let me read it.
You got it.
And that's my fault. I should have pulled the one off the computer. And
I just pulled one off the main desk out here this morning. I just didn't even think about it.
That's the only snafu we have today. We'll be doing just fine.
This is all repair and replace something.
Mr. Fox.
Repair and replace something that was there.
Yes, they've got an existing 106 slip marina there.
They're going to take all that out and put it back
in. Renovate it, replace it, increasing some of the lengths of the finger piers, the alignments, but there's a conservation in the number of slips.
Any other questions from members of the commission on the page two items? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here pro or con on the page two items that wish to speak? If not, the matters or the items before the commission for consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Holland.
I would move to approve page two items 2A through 2J as presented.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve page two items A through J. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Bob. Next item, you've got a page three item, I believe.
Yes. In keeping with the commission's revised procedures several months ago, we have one page three item.